Chapter 11. John Solves the Mystery. The Hunters were on their way home from England. Peter and Elizabeth were happy on the big ocean liner.
"I can't wait to be at home with Bodger,"
said Peter.
"I hope Tao still remembers me."
Far away in Canada, John Longridge sat at his desk with his head in his hands.
"The Hunters are arriving tomorrow,"
he thought.
"How am I going to tell them about their missing animals? I was responsible for them, and I lost them. How can I explain it?"
John thought about his last encounter with Luath and how the dog offered him his paw. Suddenly he understood.
"Mrs. Oakes,"
he called.
"Now I understand. Luath took the animals to the Hunter's home. I'm sure of it."
"That's impossible," exclaimed Mrs. Oakes. "Their home is 400 kilometres away. Why didn't anybody see them?"
"Because they probably went on deserted roads,"
answered John.
"Their instinct will take them the shortest way home, across country, over the Ironmouth Range."
"But it's very dangerous. There are bears and wolves there," said Mrs. Oakes. "How can they possibly survive that journey?"
"You're right,"
John answered sadly.
"Maybe a strong young dog like Luath can survive it, but Bodger can't. He's very old and weak. We must accept it, Mrs. Oakes. He's almost certainly dead."
John called the chief ranger of Lands and Forests and told him his sad story.
"I'll publicise this story,"
the ranger promised.
"Maybe it will help."
John took a map and drew a line from his town to the Hunter's town. The line passed many dangerous places, including the Strellan Game Reserve. He wasn't optimistic. Late that night, the phone rang. It was a schoolteacher from Lintola.
"A little girl in my class, called Helvi Nurmi, saved a half-dead Siamese cat from the River Keg about 2 weeks ago,"
she said.
"That's very helpful,"
said John.
"Thanks."
Lintola was on the route to the Hunter's home. He was right. The animals were on an incredible journey home. Tao was alive 2 weeks ago. But what was the situation now?